Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brockett's Hunter.
Hey.
It is Friday, so we're going to do Jimmy John's Freaky Fast Furry Friend of the Week Pet Adoption Freak Game.
Absolutely.
Woo. We have Becky here with us this morning. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great.
Becky, what do you do? Who do you work for?
I'm with Animal Aid of Southwestern Michigan. We're an all-volunteer animal rescue
group
in the area. We work with at-risk animals. So, and this is Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. Hi.
You know, real quick, we're going to get to the dog, but Becky, you're always in a good mood. You're always uplifting. You're always
happy.
Actually,
you guys are in such a great mood when I walk in the door. It's very
It brings
easy.
You up a little.
Yeah. Well, good. Yeah. Hi.
What's up, buddy?
Is Tasha?
Yes.
Tasha
is a year and a half old.
Oh, she's so sweet. Hi.
Yeah, she's about 45 pounds, spayed female, up to date on shots.
Oh, she's beautiful. Hi.
She's good with other dogs
What's
and
up,
kids.
Girl, would you like some Coach's apple juice?
Yeah.
She's smelling those thunder sticks. Yeah. Hey, those are mine, Tasha. All right, so she pretty new to you guys, right?
She just came in last night.
Okay.
We had a volunteer that has a relative that is very ill,
okay.
And so she was surrendered to us. So it wasn't a planned event, so right now she's at Mutterly Love, and
okay.
She can be visited there.
Very nice.
But they are booked up for the holidays, so I need to find a foster for her,
or
find her forever home in the next couple weeks here, so that all the paying customers have room at the, because they give us a great deal.
Yeah,
they've been really wonderful
absolutely.
With us.
What's your headphone cord there, Hunter? You're going to pull your headphones right off.
The fan.
Oh, it's the fan? Hi, you're just out exploring. Okay, so if someone does want to maybe foster for a while or take her in, how would they get a hold of you guys? What's the process for that?
The easiest way to get a hold of us is through our Facebook page, because all the emails come to me, because I'm technically social media director.
God, you're so busy.
Yeah. I think I'm the only person that's really web friendly right now. All of our college students abandoned us this year.
No.
So
Facebook, you can get on there and contact you guys, find out
it's
more. So
under Animal Aid of Southwestern Michigan.
Perfect.
And we have the website Animal Aid SWMI.
Okay.
And all those go directly to me. It's a little faster. We have a phone number that we've got to kind of reboot and figure out what we're doing with, because we get some very strange calls on the helpline. Like, there's a squirrel in my kitchen. Can you come get it?
Squirrel! I told you, stop calling about the squirrel.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. So,
all right. But you guys do have that, though. And also, if people need to get a hold of you, maybe they have an animal to surrender. If something happens, they can obviously hit you guys up and you'll help them
as best you can.
Yes.
We specifically work with at-risk animals.
Perfect.
So animals that need medical attention that other rescues can't take.
Yeah.
We keep our group Facebook page open for rehoming ads and for lost and found. And
wonderful.
There's like 3,000 people on our group page that watch the page. If even 100 of those were really active in the organization, I would be so happy.
Awesome. Okay. So get in there and help out. And you know, this holiday season, it's cold outside, and there are animals that need help. They need some love and affection, and it's a perfect time to help you guys out. So hit them up on Facebook, Animal Aid of Southwest Michigan. Right.
Yes.
If they look that up, they'll find it.
Yes.
Perfect.
And we have our annual open house tomorrow before the Rain Dog Parade at the St. Joe Library.
Oh, at the St. Joe. What time?
1 to 3:30.
Perfect.
There's cake and punch for everybody,
awesome.
Items to purchase, bake sale items. We have a silent auction. We'll have a lot of cats there. We have some beautiful kind of mixed Himalayan kittens right now.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
And our partner organization, Seven Star, which is a rescue in the area, it works a lot. They end up working with a lot more dogs than we do, so they're bringing four dogs. So
that
we
wonderful.
Have some other dogs to expose to.
And that's at what library?
St. Joe's
Library.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so get out there. You can help out. And I'm sure all the proceeds go to help you guys out.
Yes.
Make sure you take care of these animals. Everything. Hi.
Now we're doing the rolly thing.
Tis the season to show and spread the love. And what a better way to do that than adopt a pet.
That's right.
Santa,
or help out.
Santa comes to town. If you have kids, you know, come to our event. Get punch and cookies.
Beautiful.
You know?
She know how to open a door?
I hope not.
She's watching Jurassic Park.
Saw the raptor do it. I can do it. Well, she is a doll. And seriously, if someone could help out or take her for good or at least just for the holiday season. Hi. You are such a sweetie. Hi. Hi. Hello. Hi, dear. All right. Well, we're going to find you a place for the holidays
because
you're awesome. Well, Becky, thank you so much. As always, if anybody missed anything, go to WIRX.com. You can find out everything there. And then make sure tomorrow you get out for the open house. And again, what was the time?
It's 1 to 3:30 before the Rain Dog Parade.
Perfect.
Rain Dog Parade starts at 4.
Awesome. All right. Well, go do that and see these awesome animals and help out where you can. And don't forget, more at WIRX.com. It is the Jimmy John's Freaky Fast Furry Friend of the Week Pet Adoption. All right. I'm going to play with you for a while. We'll see you guys next time.